August 28, 1902. Special testimony. Ellen G. White. There come, in the providence of God, particular periods when we must rise in response to the call of God, and make use of our means, our time, our intellect, our whole being, body, soul, and spirit, in fulfilling His requirements to the utmost of our ability. The present is such a time as this. The cause of God is at stake. His institutions are in peril, and because of the terrible burden of debt under which they are struggling, the work is hindered on every side. Just now, in our great necessity, God has made a way through the difficulty and invites us to cooperate with Him in accomplishing this purpose. It is His plan that the book, Christ's Object Lessons, be given for the relief of our schools. And He calls upon all who love the truth to do their part in placing this book before the world. A decided work is to be done just now to accomplish God's plan. God desires His people to be vitalized for work as they have never been before, both for their own good and for the upbuilding of His cause. The work He calls them to do, He will make a blessing to them. Their hearts will be more tender, their thoughts more spiritual, their service more Christ-like, for ministering angels will be round about them. Those who do not feel the necessity of doing this work promptly, thoroughly, and earnestly, but who express unbelief and criticism, will lose the peace and joy that come from obedience. Let all think soberly, for it is a solemn thing to live. Our lives are not our own. We are kept by the power of God. And Jesus desires to live His life in us, perfecting our characters. The present is an opportunity which God's people cannot afford to lose. God calls us to action, that our educational institutions may be freed from debt. Let God's plan be worked out after His own order. Let the very most be made of this the Lord's opportunity. Let the ministers of our churches and the presidents of our conferences awaken. Let every church arouse and do to the very utmost of its power. Let every family and every individual consecrate himself to God, and let the children also act a part. Let all work together. Let not this opportunity be lost. Let us do our best at this time to render to God our offering, to carry out His specified will, and thus make this an occasion for witnessing for Him and His truth in a world of darkness. Let all make this an opportunity to place themselves where they will be sure to receive the answer to their prayers. For Christ says, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." Much painstaking effort will be required of those who have the burden of this work. Instruction must be given, that a sense of the importance of the work may be kept before the workers, and that all may cherish the spirit of self-sacrifice at every step. Christ made sacrifices that none of His followers can ever make because they have never occupied the position that He occupied. In all the self-denial and self-sacrifice required of us in this important work, amid all the unpleasant things that occur, we are ever to consider that we are yoked up with Christ, partakers with Him of His spirit of kindness, forbearance, self-denial, and self-sacrifice. This spirit will open the way before us and give us success in the work, because Christ is our recommendation to the people. If we meet with hardships in our work, let us look to Him who is the author and finisher of our faith. Then we shall not fail nor be discouraged. We shall endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Ellen G. White.